This is the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ehler from Golden Reserve. Climbing that mountain to retirement is only the first step. Do you have what you need to get down Retirement Mountain?
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at getyourroadmap.com. If you don't have a written retirement plan, if you haven't sat down with somebody and actually done your math on retirement, what does your paycheck look like? What is it going to look like for Social Security? All that, and done it specifically for you, we'll do that for you at no charge. Getyourroadmap.com is a great place to start. So as Greg said, when he built the company, Greg's an estate planning attorney, got together with his friend Tim Stallings, Ehler Stallings, and they put together and helping people with their estate planning and retirement. But they noticed that everybody coming in also had questions about taxes. They also had questions about investments. So that's how Golden Reserve was built. So sometimes we can learn what we need by what people are asking for or by what people don't have. So, Greg, you have five things that you will never regret having in your retirement plan. Seems like a good spot to talk about what should be in a retirement plan. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to understand that people have five primary regrets when it comes to retirement. I know it's important because everyone always thinks about what they regret. In college, I regret not doing this. Law school, doing this. My first job. So the five primary retirement regrets are things that were ran by Lincoln Financial Group. They came up with this study and they found that the number one regret in no particular order of the five is not having a written plan. The second regret is not having an income plan. The third regret was not having a tax plan. The fourth regret was not having a plan for medical or long-term care expenses. And the fifth, Randy, was that we didn't retire sooner. Those are the big five. I'm going to break those down individually for everyone at home so they can kind of get their hands around this. The first one is not having a written plan. Shockingly, only 18% of retirees have a written plan, while 40% have a plan, but I guess it's just in their head. I don't know if I'm buying that, but 40% of people have a what they'd call plan, but it's not written down. And 42% of retirees have no plan at all. I don't know. That is hard for me to believe that you've worked 30 years and your life savings are hanging out there. You're done and you don't have any way of addressing, now that you're not going to get a paycheck anymore, how that money is going to be protected, preserved, and last you for the next 30 years. But that's obviously a regret for a lot of folks that probably get into it and they're anxious. They don't do enough stuff. And it's not that people go and don't have a plan and run out of money, Randy. They end up not spending any of their plan because they're not comfortable in what they can spend to enjoy their retirement. So that first one is a big one for me because it causes people not to enjoy their retirement. It's the opposite. By putting on paper, it frees you to spend and enjoy more of your retirement dollars. The second one is I didn't have an income plan. Now, this is very similar. It ties a little bit to the first one. I didn't have an income plan. Shockingly, 68% of retirees do not have a budget for their anticipated income and expenses in retirement, which is shocking when you really think about it. This is according to Fidelity Investments. And when you think that through, the only way to kill fear, to kill anxiety, to not take on too much risk is to have a budget. Mm-hmm. Right. Every company has it. You need to treat your personal finances, your life savings, like your very own company. And you got to have a budget. And that budget will empower you to say, all right, I've got more than enough money that I need to last through retirement. I probably shouldn't back off some risk then. Why am I taking so much risk if I know I have enough? Or, hey, I need to hit certain returns if I want to go to Florida every year. These are the things that bring it all together. And without them, almost 70% of people don't have an income plan on how they're going to navigate the expenses of retirement. That can't happen. That's why, you know, obviously we talked about our income 10 earlier. That is a huge tool to help people understand their income needs each and every year to ensure that they spend more of their life savings. Regret three, not having a tax plan. This is often ignored because their accountant obviously helps them plan what happened last year, but not what's happening the upcoming years. And their financial advisor's only tax advice their whole life was wait until 73 to touch your IRA. Tax planning is so important in retirement when it comes to your largest liability, your IRA. You have to have a tax plan that breaks down when and how much to take out of your IRA every year, whether it be a conversion or just pay tax on it. You should be paying tax on your IRA every year if you're in retirement and it's still you know, has a balance, because that is how you beat Uncle Sam. Not waiting till 73, running into the widow's penalty, then running into the kiddo's penalty and overpaying taxes. You need to have that mapped out using a team of CPAs, hopefully empowering you to spend the money that you're taking money out of in your retirement accounts. And fourth, a plan for long-term care. This is where, obviously, I came in as an estate planning and elder care law attorney. No one wants to talk about four until it happens, right? Until someone goes in a nursing home, gets the prognosis for Alzheimer's or dementia, no one wants to address this plan. But it's a big regret because it's a big cost. This is the largest cost of retirement, $100,000 plus a year in the Midwest and growing, of going into a nursing home. So not talking about it and brushing it under the rug, a lot of families look back and say, oh my gosh, we could have really got ahead of this. We have things like asset protection trusts in the Midwest now, where you can actually move your home, different assets, different investments. And if they're outside of your name for a certain number of years, you get the tax benefits of still having it be part of your taxable estate, but you get the protection from the nursing home. These are huge parts. It's why a long-term care compass is part of every roadmap we build at Golden Reserve, because it's that important. It's the largest risk, and it's always overlooked because no one ever thinks they're going in a nursing home. But I challenge everyone, don't think about of planning to go in the nursing home. Think about it. What happens if I go in a nursing home? Because you have homeowners insurance and you don't plan for your house to burn down, but you still have the insurance. So think of the planning that way. And the fifth and last regret is, like, I don't have an estate plan. I didn't have any estate planning. And this usually comes up when a spouse passes. A lot of times a spouse passes and the burden shifts to the surviving spouse. And they're like, I don't know what they'd want. Should we give it to the grandkids? Should we give it to the kids? Who should the healthcare power of attorney, financial power of attorney, executor, trustee? Do I need a trust? All of these things become overwhelming because they weren't planned ahead of time. If you're healthy and you know what you want, obviously getting these documents in place in your 60s is way easier than your 70s, which is way easier than your 80s, or way easier than your 90s. So having an estate plan is part of every plan. It's the bottom of retirement mountain, right? We have to make sure, what's the good of having all of these assets if we don't control how or where they go when we're both gone? And a lot of times they can do more harm than good if we don't have a good system of transferring. They can divide families because people are bereaved and they're fighting. So these are the big five regrets, Randy. And I always want to say, you know, a lot of these things that came up in this study is exactly what we address with every roadmap for retirement at Golden Reserve, because protecting and preserving your life savings should be the first step in retirement, as opposed to jumping in and trying to figure out who can get me the biggest return.
Thanks for listening to the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ehler. To get your complimentary roadmap for retirement, call 855-546-2074. That's 855-546-2074. Or go to getyourroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered only through investment advisory representatives at Golden Reserve Retirement, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Gregory Ehler does not provide investment advisory services nor insurance and annuity products. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed are not designed nor intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered as investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Golden Reserve is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Golden Reserve Retirement LLC, Golden Reserve LLC, Golden Reserve Tax LLC, and Ehler Stallings LLC are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Legal services offered by Ehler Stallings LLC. Tax services offered through Golden Reserve Tax LLC. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through licensed professionals at Golden Reserve LLC. NPN number 1655411.